about the trees now. Streamers of pink light going from the trees high into the sky. And directly overhead in the sky, I see an opening of light. The light is circular. And coming through the opening, I recognized him right away from the distance even because of his cloak. Jesus is coming through the opening. And he seems to be hurrying down fast because he's moving at a great speed forward. I can see him very clearly now. He looks so beautiful. He has a long flowing hair. His hair looks much longer now. It could be the cape that he has on. The cape is quite shallow around his shoulders. It doesn't have like a cuff like his last cape that I saw. Now Jesus is looking all about him and smiling. And he's pointing high up into the sky. Oh, there, Our Lady is coming. She's directly over Jesus, but to his to the front of his vision. And he's pointing, and Our Lady is coming forward now. But she's not traveling alone. She has a ball under her feet. It looks like a globe of the world. And she's coming down slowly. Oh, and now I can see Jesus. He's smiling. His cape is blowing a bit in the wind up there. And I don't know if it's raining, but it looks so glistening, his cape. And he has a border of gold around the cape now, the mantle part, and down to his feet. And I can see Jesus' feet very closely. He's quite close to us this evening, near the upper tree, directly over Our Lady's statue. And he has on brown leather-like slippers, sandals, really. And Jesus is pointing now with his hand like this to the Blessed Mother, who is now directly at his right side. That would be her left side. Jesus is standing, but it's Jesus' right side. And now Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My dear child, Veronica, it was most urgent that you be here this evening, because the evil in your world has accelerated greatly since you were here some time ago. My child and my children of the world, I want you to know this, for the perseverance in the fight ahead to stop the Satanists in their quest to take your children from your homes. I ask all parents at this time to be a steady guardian of their children and not to become obsessed with the things of this world, the pleasures and the monetary gain. I wish that all parents who hear my voice tonight be alerted to the fact that there are over 10,000 now cults in the United States and Canada alone. Many children have been slain by them in sacrifice to Satan. Is this what you want, my children? Parents, keep a close watch on your children. Be sure that they do not leave your home without your knowing where they are going, for many will not return. This adaptation of Satanism shall not be prevalent when the Eternal Father gives us the means to reach all humanity with this plea from heaven to save your children from the Satanists. Now, Our Lady is moving over, and she's going to Jesus' right side. That would be her left side. The ball has disappeared, and she's now whispering something I cannot hear to Jesus. And Jesus now is looking straight down at me. His eyes are very beautiful, adoring. They seem to be a light that goes right through you. There's no way to explain it. But I feel so much better now. Yes, Jesus, I do feel much stronger and better now. I was certain I would not be able to be on the ground this evening, but I knew that you wanted me here and Our Lady for reasons, and I knew that you would get me here. Now Jesus is touching his lips again like this, and he's making the sign of the cross with his hand like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child Veronica, I have a mission for you that may not be pleasant. You can reject it when you hear me out, or you can answer yes. What I want you to do, my child, is to reach your bishop, and you will write to him, if not a personal visit. That I will leave up to you, my child. But you will tell your bishop that we in heaven are much distressed by his current action of allowing the Lutheran groups to enter upon the cathedral, my church upon earth, the cathedral of St. Agnes. You will tell him that all heaven is distressed by his mistake. You, my child, will pray much for your bishop and all of the bishops of the world. There are so many errors now abounding that it seems almost hopeless to recover those who have lost their faith. Many have left my church upon earth, and this disagrees with the heavenly plan to save all mankind. I become agitated, my child, when speaking of this, because the fault lies mainly with my clergy. The sheep are wandering now, and so few have taken to prayer to save them. The prayer life of the clergy has almost become nil. That means, my child, that they must return to meditation and constant prayer, or much more shall happen to the earth. There will be pestilence anew. There will be earthquakes in many places. The present ones have been nothing compared to what will happen next. There will be a great earthquake in the Los Angeles area and also New York. I told you this before, my children and my child, but I must repeat to you, many prayers are needed now, for the balance is most uneasy. Look up, my child, and tell me what you see over the farthest tree. Oh, I see St. Michael. I'd know him any place, but oh, he is so large, he covers the whole sky. He has a balance in his hands. It looks like there are gold bars on the right side of the balance, and over on the left, it looks like nothing. And yet, with that nothing, the balance is heavily to the left. Yes, my child, Jesus is pointing. Look up, and you will see why. I look high into the sky, and I see all kinds of merriment, dancing and drinking and carrying on. And I see things that cannot be holy because it offends God very much. I cannot repeat them but I see scenes of carnage. My child, you are only looking upon earth. Should I show you much more that is taking place at this very hour, you would most certainly pass out from the shock. Because, my child, through the years, I have given you knowledge of the evils of the world, but to experience them would be too much for your weak heart. My child and my children, there is another matter that I brought you here this evening for, my child Veronica. I want you to tell the world again and remind them that they must all make it an issue among their cardinals and their bishops that in order to save the world from communism and its fast gallop of the warlike Mongols down after those who are innocent of heart, the fast trod of these hoofs come from, my child, the apocalypse. The red horse is war, and war is in the balance. Next, my child. And what can you do about this? This is my direction from heaven, and we hope, my children, that you will get this out to the world. Unless the bishop and the Holy Father, in unity with all the bishops of the world, unless they consecrate Russia to my mother's immaculate heart, the world will be doomed, because Russia will continue to spread her errors throughout the world, rising up wars and carnage and pestilence and famine. Is this what you want, my children? Every single soul upon earth that hears my voice this evening has an obligation for the sanctification of their own souls and the souls of those they love to listen to me and follow the direction. I wish that all who hear my words this evening will go forward and besiege, if necessary, the Holy Father and the bishops with a request for this consecration of Russia. We do not mean the world, my children. We mean Russia. Now also the United States of America, that allowed a two-legged demon to walk through this nation with smiles upon his face as he counted the next victim. Yes, my children, his visit to you was not one of solidarity or ecumenism or anything else. Be they not mortal, I would say that they are demons in human form. Do not listen to them, my children, because Russia has not been converted. As I told you before, Russia is planning to take over Sweden. Yes, my child, I know this disturbed you, but the truth must be made known. You will receive much aggravation and also much discord from some clergy because of the message I give to you this evening, my child. But I know that you in your heart will do as we have directed you. Yes, that, my child, is the answer we expected. Now, my child, there are others outside who are waiting to see you with the blessed cross, the crucifix of my mother. Will you not go to them in your weakened state? I will support you. Will you not go to them and bless them? For many have traveled many miles to reach here this evening, and I will help many of them. Now Our Lady is looking at Jesus, and Jesus is placing his hands out again like this, and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to her right, that's our left, and Jesus and Our Lady are both going over to Jesus' right side. That would be our left side of the trees, and he's extending his hand and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is pointing over to her left, and they're coming across the sky. They're not stopping over the statue, but they're continuing on to the first tall tree, and they're bending over now, and Jesus is making the sign of the cross again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. As they're moving back, I can see Our Lady so closely now. She has on her beautiful white mantle with the gold trim all around the edging, and her belting is golden, and on her delicate feet, oh, she's so beautiful that it absolutely takes my breath away. On her feet are golden rosettes. They look like pure sun gold, and little rosettes to the right of them. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rosettes. How beautiful. Our Lady has them on a slipper. She has on white slippers with the rosettes, made almost like a sandal, but with more of a closed toe. Now Our Lady is touching her lips. My child, you will go immediately to the infirm and the ill, and bring them the rosaries and the rose petals as I directed you. Looking down, and Jesus is over on the right side. He's standing over the tall little man on the right side, the tall one. He's higher up in the sky than Our Lady, and he's watching everything that's going on. Oh, Jesus is putting his hands to his mouth. Oh, and he's shaking. Yes, I know what he means. He's coming over now. Jesus is coming over. My child, I did not wish to weaken your condition anymore before than necessary, before the blessing of the infirm and the ill. However, I feel that at this time you must include the prayers and the admonitions given by heaven throughout the years for those who do not choose to read but to listen. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. Jesus is saying, for our dear Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, you will repeat. Dear Holy Father, John Paul II, dear Holy Father, worried and worn, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores, so deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must descend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart, and she's motioning over with her face towards Jesus and her hand pointing. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls that don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life cast upon the earth a world of strife. What more must you do now but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who'll stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with John Paul II at the end of life's story. Now Jesus is mentioning yes. Oh, yes. Jesus says, repeat, I wish that all mothers and fathers bring this simple prayer to the hearts of their children. For in the future, with the raging wars and pestilence and famine that will come upon mankind, many will pass over the veil at a young age. You must teach them, parents, to say this simple prayer to heaven. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Now Jesus is nodding, yes. Oh, I can't repeat it. Yes. When? Really? Oh. Yes, I do. I understand. Right. Jesus and Our Lady are still standing there. Jesus has his head down low. He looks like he's very upset. I know why. And he's pointing over to Our Lady, and Our Lady is crying. It's like a repetition of many years ago when she said, my tears fall upon you. And I know in 1970 she cried and cried, just as she's doing tonight. And I know from a discourse of Our Lady earlier that these tears are caused by the abominations that are taking place in the world against her son Jesus. Our Lady feels that for all he did for us upon earth, that we could never turn in such violence against him and his church. Our Lady is touching her lips now. Remember, my child and my children, no matter how rough the road gets, you will stay within your parish church and by good example and many prayers, you will bring the priesthood back into the light. Many have lost their way because there are so few who pray for them. Remember, my children, to pray for your clergy,
for they are human also and subject to error, mistakes, influence, and sometimes pure evil. Pray for your priest daily, my children. Now you will sit back, my child, or proceed into the infirm circle again. Statue head over by the trees on the left-hand side, and Jesus is standing, and Our Lady is extending, her rosary, which she has taken from around her belting, and she's making the sign of the cross upon the people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And she's looking over, and she's nodding, and turning to her left, which gives her more room to come over on our right side. Our Lady is floating quite close now to where Jesus is standing, and she's still extending her rosary like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, there are many blessings here tonight. Many. Our Lady said that. Just said there are many blessings here tonight. Oh, it's wonderful. Now, Jesus is extending his hands like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And they're both there smiling, you know, and they're just standing there now looking at everyone. Our Lady is looking to her right and to her left. She's looking over the whole ground. And Jesus seems to be following her because he's also looking, and it's making his hair come across his shoulders, you know. It's quite long, his hair. And, there's something he wants to say. Jesus is pointing to his lips. Jesus says this, I want the people to know that when I was crucified, the nails were placed through my palms, but I was also tied by skin-like rope about my wrist to the cross. And as I walked to my death, I carried not the full cross, but only a cross beam across my shoulders. And I found at the edge of town on a high hill the other part of what was to be my crucifixion plank. That is what he was told by the people in the shop that were making the spikes that were going through his hands. So Jesus wants that known, that he was not only tied, but he was nailed through the palms of his hands. Now, the palms, right here, and right here, no. He was tied by the wrist. And also, in his feet, there was one large spike, like nail. It was spike that went through both his ankles. But he also, at the feet, at his instep, he was tied also by this skin-like rope that was made from animal skin. That was their rope. He wants everyone to know this, because through history, he often says that, you know, the truth has been lost. But he wants everyone to know just how he went to his crucifixion. Now, Jesus and Our Lady, they look like they're getting ready to just now stay. Our Lady has gone over to our left side, and she's standing by the upper branch of the fir tree. And Jesus is still over on the right-hand side, and he's standing over the small branches now. He's come down, because if you look there and you can see past Our Lady's statue, you can see him just standing there with one of the boughs of the fir tree almost on his shoulder. And they're just smiling now. They're remaining there. You see, I don't know if Jesus ever mentioned it before, that when they come during the evening, they stay until the last person leaves. They always stay.